There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so if you missed it over the weekend, this was actually big news and bled over into the pop culture side because it involved the brother of Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Jason Kelce, brother of Travis Kelce, tight end for the Chiefs. Yeah,
he's famous basically because he's Travis Kelce's brother, the same way Pat Mahomes' brother is famous.
For purposes of this story, kind of, yeah.
So Jason Kelce glomming onto his brother's fame. Well, never done anything on his own.
For purposes of this story, because what got yelled at Jason Kelce at the Penn State-Ohio State game had to do with Travis and Taylor Swift. And if you missed it, there's several different video angles of this whole interaction that that Jason Kelce had with what looked to be a Penn State student, if not a very young Penn State alum. The guy looked to be probably in his early 20s.
It looked like a kid that's never been punched before, and it showed in the way he was acting.
So this kid was yelling something to the effect of, hey, Jason Kelce, your brother Travis is a gay
slur.
How does
it feel that your brother is a F-word for dating Taylor Swift?
For dating Taylor Swift. And
which is a weird thing to accuse somebody of for being a, for being in a heterosexual relationship.
It is. We'll go with it. Yeah, it is. So Jason Kelce turns around, and this is like outside the stadium. People are tailgating and walking around, and this guy thought it'd be a good idea to scream that at Jason Kelce. There were other people yelling at Jason Kelce, but it was like, hey, it's Jason Kelce. Hey, what's up, Kelce? Yeah. This was the one guy who was yelling bad things. So Jason Kelce turns around, takes the guy's phone, says, who's the F-word now? Who's the F-word now? And slams the guy's phone on the ground. And shatters it. Like, it breaks his phone. The guy gets right up. The guy who was yelling initially at Jason Kelce picks up the phone and is finding anybody filming this that he can find, saying, look at this! And he says, Travis Kelce broke my phone. He even got the name wrong. the video I sent you, he got the name wrong. Watch the end. So Jason Kelce, it's a bad look all the way around, I guess. I don't know.
Bad look, I think, for the most part. Like, Kelce, like, if he hadn't met slur with slur, I think a lot of other, people would almost unanimously be on his side. But, I think as far as when it comes to the action of grabbing somebody's phone who just insulted your brother, and like it's just somebody trying to go viral or get their I think most people felt like, smash that little bastard's phone.
Right.
No matter what the insult was or anything or how you feel about Taylor Swift or any of that, no. Just say these little punks can't keep coming up to people and doing crap like this. I say, yes, smash the phone.
Okay,
and by the fighting words doctrine, I absolve Jason Kelce from the actual smashing of the phone.
Incident. Yeah, look, I thought the kid had it coming to him. But Jason Kelce is a very public figure. He's one of the studio guys on Monday Night Football. Got his podcast, everything else. So last night in the pregame, he took the opportunity to apologize. Let's grade the apology here. We've got the elements of an apology in front of us, but let's take a listen to it. Here was Jason Kelce last night apologizing for his actions.
You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't. I don't think that, you know, it leads to discourse, and it's the right way to go about things. And in that moment, I fell down to a level that I shouldn't have. So I think the bottom line is, you know, I want to live my life. I try to live my life by the golden rule. That's what I've always been taught. I try to treat people with common decency and respect, and I'm going to keep doing that moving forward, even though this past, even though I fell short this week. I'm going to do that moving forward and continue to do that. So, yeah, I think we got a game to focus on. Obviously, a matchup. I don't think this is the platform to necessarily go into more detail. So get ready for this Chiefs game.
Much respect, bro. All respect, my friend. No doubt. Yeah,
got all the respect at the end.
Yes, you should always turn the other cheek and all of that. I do feel like, look, Jason Kelce likes pro wrestling. And even just in listening to his voice there, he botched his Stone Cold Steve Austin moment by using the slur. I think he really like it, cuz he's, if you didn't see it, he's carrying a six pack.
Yeah.
Like he's carrying a six pack of beer. He's got his beard and everything. He's walking along and it looked like something out of pro wrestling.
It did.
And I think it would have been an iconic moment, but obviously like nobody can market it that way now.
No.
I think what he genuinely regrets is that he botched the actual what's it called when they do the promo? Yeah, the promo.
Cut a promo on the guy.
He cut a promo and went too far. Yeah.
So, yeah, he did. He cut a promo that could get him canceled next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as the elements of an apology, I don't think this was a good apology by Jason Kelce, and there's two big reasons why. The very first two elements of an apology are, one, say you're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you regret what you did, not that you're devastated. Say you're sorry. He never said he was sorry in that whole 51 seconds of audio right there.
Well, who would he apologize to, though? Would he apologize to the kid himself? Because I don't think that kid deserves an apology. I would say apologize to America and the example.
Apologize for using the word. I guess for using the word or the example he set. Yeah. So I would say he failed there.
Okay.
This was the big one to me. Number two, say what it is you're apologizing for. He never said that. He said, I'm sure everybody's seen it on social media. This is
no,
one of those
things.
No, they haven't. That's what I was going to say. No, 12% of the country has seen it on social media. If you're going to use time on national television to apologize for something, be clear about what you're apologizing for. Otherwise, you just said it yourself. I'm sure you saw on social media. Do a Twitter video, post it, apologizing, and be done with it, and stop wasting our time on Monday Night Football.
You're part of the problem.
Yes.
You're part of the problem, Jason Kelce, in that you think that your own little cyber world
is the
universal cyber experience.
Yes.
Like, no. There's so many things that go viral every single day that I am completely ignorant of.
Right.
I'm always finding out about some celebrity that everybody knows this guy. Well, those damn Costco people. Those are the damn Costco bunch. Everybody's like, oh, everybody knows the Costco bunch. No, I don't.
And
I didn't know them at all.
And you're
and now
actually,
they're in my life.
You're actually on social media.
Right.
There's the other, however big percent it is, the majority that aren't on there at all. So,
yeah. So, for everybody, the Costco guys, this family that sings about Costco and stuff. Oh, apparently, people that know the Costco guys think that everybody knows the Costco guys.
Yeah, I don't.
And I was blissfully unaware of them until they did a song about the Yankees.
Oh, that's that people, those people? Okay.
Yeah,
that's
the guy that bring the boom.
Yeah. Okay, that's those people. We'll go through these other ones real quick. Show you understand why it was bad. Take ownership. I think he did that. I think he took ownership. Don't make excuses. I don't think he made any excuses there.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Say why it won't happen again. What steps are you taking? He did say that it won't happen again. He wasn't specific as to what steps. The steps you take are just don't do it again, right? I don't think Jason Kelce is a homophobe because he used that word in
there. I didn't know. I think he was in a moment where somebody brought, that's what they were. It's one of those things where, this guy clearly thinks this is the worst thing I can call somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and show you that,
So I think the what steps he say, I will give him a ding on that one, Ben. If it's relevant, make reparations. Now, does he end up paying for this?
I don't think he needs to make reparations. Hey, attorneys. Tell me on the text line whether I'm using this accurately or not. A lot of times people say, like, well, no, with freedom of speech, you're allowed to say whatever you want. That guy can say that. No, you actually can't to somebody's face. There is a fighting words doctrine where, like, you can't walk up to, it's one thing when you print things in an article or something. When you walk up to somebody and say it to their face, like something that would be construed as fighting words, you lose a lot of the protections that you get.
What if it's about his brother, though, not about him?
It's fighting words. It's fighting like the words, okay. Are like, is this something that like a reasonable person would consider fighting words?
Texting.
The bar keeps getting lowered and lowered for what fighting words are in America.
Yeah.
But and it doesn't absolve Jason Kelce from anything he does, you know, but it also does it. You lose some of your protection when you go up to somebody and say, hey, if you don't fight me right now, you're a punk and a coward. You lose some of that protection. Yeah, you're not completely immune to any of the consequences.
Gotcha. All right, text in. Lawyers text in. Does he need to pay for this guy's phone? Or is just a clown?
How would this play out in most courts?
Dude,
you know?
That's the biggest punishment there was in that whole thing, is the dude's got to go to the Apple store now and wait in line to get another phone.
I think he's got, the funniest thing is going to be that this guy thought that he probably like is going to come out like the victim in all of this, when I think most people are like, no, this kid totally deserved what he got.
He's a jerk. 713-572-4646. And it's a good lead in. Pettycast. Seth and I get petty and we highlight the pettiness all around the sports world, including I'm going to get super petty about a former Astro right out of the chute. And we'll do that coming up next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.